The U.S. Census last night conducted its first ever count of the nation's homeless population. Here in New Hampshire, about 100 census takers fanned out on a cold and rainy night in a dozen cities across the state. They searched shelters, alleys, empty parking lots, and under bridges for those with no place to call home. 60-year-old Clayton Higgins was among the counters in the city of Concord. He explained to Kathy McLaughlin what the Census Bureau told him to look for and how to go about approaching a homeless person.
We went under 3 days of training for crew leaders, and then the actual enumerators received 1 day of training, and many things were indicated to us, safety of ourselves and how to obtain that. Then also ways of approaching persons. For instance, if a person is sleeping on the street, we would not awaken them. If they were awake, then we would talk with them. And we had to make determination if, in fact, it was safe to talk to that person.
Where did you end up finding the homeless people in your particular count?
We were assigned shelters, and we talked with peoples in the shelters. We also found some so-called street persons.
Can you give me an example of one particular person that you approached and what they said to you and how it all went?
Well, basically it went very well. We found the people in the shelters talkative, and but they were reluctant to give us their personal information. One, for instance, decided halfway through that he wanted nothing to do with this quote foolish farm unquote. But he was willing to talk, and so we filled it for him.
So in fact, some of these people were in a way resentful about being counted in the homeless population.
Well, I'm not sure that that's the problem. They may have been resentful that we were intruding on their personal lives. I don't know that. I don't know what the reason was, but we did find some who were resentful. However, in talking with others, I find that the largest majority are quite happy to be recognized and to be counted.
I wonder if you, now that this is, that your experience is over, did you go into this thing with any misconceptions about the homeless that now you realize?
Yes. I was surprised at the young age of many of the homeless, meaning persons under 40. I had expected that that the homeless, and of course my personal perception of the homeless was the so-called bag lady and the street people and that sort of thing, but that's not the case. The problem of the homeless seems to be many, many faceted.
There are some people who are criticizing the way in which this was conducted. They're saying that this is not an accurate picture of how many people are homeless in this state. Do you agree with that or disagree?
I would disagree, based on what I have seen, my exposure here, because as I said, I'm not sure that anyone knows what homeless means, and what we were trying to do was to count some of the components of the problem rather than just counting people. I think that just counting people is not going to give us an answer.
Clayton Higgins of Concord, one of about 100 census takers who counted the state's homeless population. Census Bureau officials say it will be days before the figures are tabulated and months before they're released.